When getting to know the person, you are going to be asking a lot of questions. Why did someone do A, B, C, or D? Asking why is a form of behavior analysis. When we hear the word analysis, we may think it is a long process that involves a lot of skills and education. But you actually can start this process very simply. It means paying attention and asking questions. If you aren't asking why, you are not working to actively support a person. Let's look at a few examples. Cindy is in a room all by herself and she is crying. How could you respond and what things could you ask? Leanne will share how she would respond.
I would calmly ask Cindy questions to find out what's going on and how I can help. I found out that Cindy is uncomfortable and in pain. She has allergies and her sinuses are all stuffed up. We administered an allergy medication for Cindy that was prescribed by her for her doctor, and 20 minutes later, she felt better.
Here's another example. George has just thrown a work project at the wall. Here's how Leanne would respond.
I calmly ask George questions. I find out that the room he's in has too much noise for George to be able to work. George is not able to communicate for himself by saying, "Could I move to a location where it's quieter?" His throwing of the work project at the wall was to get my attention. I found a quieter area for George to work, and he was no longer throwing things.